And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. My name is Luke Hines and I am filling in for the wonderful Joe Stanley today. And as always, I am joined by resident expert and master herbalist GQ. Good morning, Gerald. How are you?
Hinesy, very well. I just don't know whether Melbourne's big enough for you today.
I have a lot of energy, but that energy is matched definitely by nutritionist and my partner in crime in the House of Wellness kitchen. Good morning, Zoe Bingley-Pullen.
Good morning. I am so excited that you're filling in the airways for the gorgeous Joe, even though we do miss Joe. We do love her as well.
We do. And I'm feeling all the good vibes to be with you guys today. And we have a jam-packed show. It's going to be fantastic. So I hope everyone listening right now is having an awesome Sunday so far. I want to give you some stats here. A recent Aussie survey revealed sobering fact that some of us are spending almost 17 years of our lives on our phones. Can you believe that? I want to put it to you guys. Are you addicted to your devices, GQ?
No.
Do you know how to use your device?
Look, I'm taking lessons and I'm a slow learner, but my life is not dominated by a device. I just think it's a fairly risky pathway, if it is.
All right, Zoe, yourself?
Yes, look, I would love to say that I am equally not as addicted to my phone.
Come on.
The reality is I am.
Come on.
I work with you. I see you on it.
every part of my life is intertwined somewhere on my phone.
They are. So our first topic, actually, is how to manage our digital devices. Now, I'm not talking about a digital detox or just throwing away your laptop. It is about cultivating a healthy and helpful digital habits that actually work with your brain and body, something I think we all could do with. Now, Zoe, have you, what is the weirdest Mother's Day gift you've ever been given? What's the weirdest?
Oh, I had a feeling you'd ask me. So we all know that I'm a chef, but every single year, my gorgeous husband, Michael, still gives me some sort of cooking utensil.
Hang on, you've got enough utensils.
I've got enough. I love you, Michael. No more spatulas, please, for me.
Oh, I love it. Well, whenever anyone asks me, you know, who's your biggest inspiration, I definitely have to say it is my mum. The mums out there and those motherly figures that we have in our lives, they are so important. So with Mother's Day just around the corner, we're going to look at some gift ideas for her. And there's a homegrown Aussie success story that is kicking goals in the skincare arena. So first up, we are going to talk to Christy Goodwin. She is the author of Dear Digital. Now, Dear Digital, we need to talk. Christy offers us tips on how to tame our tech habits and thrive in what has become a really, really distracted world where we are always on our devices. Then a dear friend of mine and friend of the show, the House of Wellness beauty guru, Jade Kisnorbo, is not only here to talk gift ideas for mum, but some skincare regime. I mean, I'm up for all, Zoe. I don't know about you, but...
Hang on, it's not Single Men's Day, it's Mother's Day.
Well, Zoe, I feel like out of the three of us, you and I, out of Gerald, might be a little bit more into our skincare, just a little bit. And we've also got Jeff Graham, founder of Graham's Natural Alternatives. Now, he shares his story from childhood eczema to mixing raw ingredients on the kitchen bench to growing a global company. That is huge. Can't wait to talk to him. And Gerald, your favourite segment, Get Nourished segment this week. We have a discussion on immunity and ways to relieve symptoms of the common cold, which is very important at this time of year.
We need to be talking about it, Hinesy, because it is getting cooler. And as we've seen, certainly in the southern states, things can turn nasty fairly quickly. And it's the sudden change often that can catch us unaware. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Ain't that the truth? Now, this show is all about you guys. So I really, really want to implore that we want to hear from you. So call us 131-873 about the topics that we're talking about today, but also anything health related. We've got Zoe here for nutrition and female health and all of that type of fantastic hormonal health. And we've got Gerald here for pretty much everything else. So guys, next up, living the best life we can in a digital world right here on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Telfast at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Here with Luke Hines, Gerald Quigley and Zoe Bingley-Pullen. Please call. Our number is 131873. This show is all about you and any of your health issues. Now, I relate to this first topic for today. Are you feeling overwhelmed, under the pump, stressed, exhausted and distracted? If this sounds like your life, and sometimes it sounds like mine, then chances are that you need to have a serious look at how the always-on digital world is contributing to these symptoms. So joining us on the line is well-being and productivity expert Dr. Christy Goodwin, who has written a book, Dear Digital, We Need to Talk. Welcome to the show, Christy. How are you today?
I'm very well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I've often thought about how the digital world affects our health. Is it true that we have become both professional and personal slaves to our screens?
It is, unfortunately. A very sobering statistic to start off this morning is that Australian research tells us that the average Australian adult will spend 17 years of their lifespan on their phone. 33% of our waking hours we will dedicate just to our phones alone, let alone our laptops and computers.
So, it's a long time, isn't it?
It's huge. And I think we'd all agree technology's got its tentacles into every single part of our lives, both professionally and personally. And we feel this. Many of us are suffering from a condition called digital dementia. We just can't remember the sheer volume of information that's coming our way these days. And we often blame it on other issues like perimenopause and menopause, when the reality is we're being digitally bombarded. I don't know if anyone else here feels like there's the emoji of the head exploding. I feel like that sums most of us up these days, because information is just constantly being thrust at us.
It's quite interesting, Christy, because I'm a mum and I'm perimenopausal, so this kind of fits very into my life. But I find I've got a WhatsApp group for Emily's, like, gym. I've got a WhatsApp group for, like, school. I've got, so it's not necessarily that I'm always choosing to be on my phone. It's that I have to be on my phone. How do you feel we need to be more or less reliant? Like, what are some great tips that we can actually sort of, more the point is that I don't want to shame myself because I have to be on my phone either.
Totally agree. And I think techno shame and techno guilt don't serve any of us. What we really have to do is, I think, create some digital borders and boundaries. We have to create our digital guardrails. So like you, I'm in way too many WhatsApp groups. So I have, not by choice either, might I also agree, but I have chosen to bundle or batch my notifications. So I get the WhatsApp notifications at a couple of times throughout the day rather than them dribbling in, because we often know they're just really redundant, you know, a thumbs up or someone having a side conversation. So with all notifications, the three golden rules I say is, one, turn off any non-essential, two, bundle or batch them. So choose what time or times of the day you actually want your notifications coming to you. And you can do that with just about every app and tool that we get notifications for. And the third one is to create VIP lists. So when you want to be focused, when you don't want to be digitally distracted, you can put your phone on focus mode or do not disturb mode, and everybody else gets blocked, excluding those people who are on that VIP list.
I'm on my family's VIP list. I feel very, very privileged to be there. Christy, one of the biggest issues we have is the effects of all this digital technology on a developing brain. You sit on a train and you listen to two young things having a chat, and it just does you, because, you know, what's happening in their lives is very important, that the whole carriage is entertained. But the level of conversation staggers me. Now, are we doing anything long term to reduce the effect on the developing brain as far as conversation communication goes?
Look, I wish I could give you a solid answer, but as a researcher, I have to declare we are conducting a bit of a living experiment. We don't really know what the long-term effects are. From the preliminary research that we do have available, yes, we are absolutely seeing, particularly with young children and adolescents, changes in how they communicate. We're seeing children entering formal schooling. For example, we know with impaired expressive and receptive language skills, because they're not getting that ping-pong serve and return return with adults that they used to get. They're often tapping, swiping and pinching on a screen. We know it's, you know, there's cascading consequences of our young people spending time on a screen. It's not just their language, but we know their sleep, their opportunities to be physically active are all significantly being shaped by their digital dependence. And this has a huge impact on their mental health, and also on their physical health and also on their developing brains.
And it's so true, Kirsty, because, I mean, so much of Emily's work is on a screen. I can't always kind of say to her, I feel that it feels a little bit ironic. I'm saying, get off your screen. But then everything she's doing is being drawn towards. How can we unplug and rest and relax? Like, what things can I say to her? And I don't want to be hypocritical because I'm also on my phone a lot. So give me some beautiful words that I can say to her that I can get her to rest and relax, and me too.
Yes, so our brains are always scanning the environment and making cues from what we see. 10 million bits of data are processed through our eyes every second.
Wow.
So a really simple strategy, our brain processes 11 million bits per second, 10 million of those are just through our eyes. So a really simple strategy is when we don't want to pick up our phone or the tablet or the laptop, put it somewhere where you can't see it. A study from the University of Austin, Texas, told us that even if our phone was on silent and face down, if we could still see it, it dropped our cognitive performance by around 10%.
Wow.
Put bluntly, just seeing our phones can be a brain drain. So popping them away. As a family, coming up with your digital curfew, like what time in the night, and ideally it would be 60 minutes before we go to sleep, but when are we going to switch devices off? Creating a digital depot, like having an agreed spot, and it's hard for adults, I know, but an agreed spot where we put all our digital devices at night. The developing brain, in fact, all human brains have something called mirror neurons. And mirror neurons mean we are biologically wired to imitate and copy. So one of the best things adults can do, and the hardest thing, and I say this as a mum to three, is to be good digital role models ourselves.
It is such important advice. Mm. I think we can all learn something, especially since the pandemic, Kirsty, because our lives and our relationship with technology changed in that period so dramatically. It's almost like we need to relearn how to manage them, having relied on them so, so much. So we really appreciate your advice. And if anyone wants any information about your book and this topic, you can actually go to Dr. Kirsty Goodwin. com, and they can find out any further information. Is that right, Kirsty?
That's correct. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
Yeah, not a worry at all. Thank you so much for joining us. What we'll do quickly, we're going to go to one of our first calls today. We're going to go to Keith in Mornington, who's experiencing tired legs. Keith, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Keith.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah. Well, how can we help you, Keith, with your tired legs? Can I ask you a question first, Keith? Are you taking any medication to lower your cholesterol?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I can't remember.
That's okay. They can have that effect as well. The important thing here is that your fatigued legs, your fatigued muscles, will be a direct result of that. And you can offset that, Keith, very simply by going to your pharmacy and asking for some ubiquinol. And you can have 150 milligram of that each morning and your tired legs will settle. If they don't within 2 weeks, please get back to me. Go to the houseofwellness.com.au website. There's an ask tab there, but I'm betting that this will fix it for you quite simply.
And it's interesting, obviously, we talk about having that sort of Mediterranean high-impact anti-inflammatory style diet. So diversity, colour, my God, we cannot have enough colour in our diet, whether it be purple, reds and magnesium-rich food. I mean, Gerald and I talk so much about magnesium. It's better supplementing because, again, that's where we can get that really big dose. And the lovely thing about magnesium, if you get the better quality, the bisglycinate type of magnesium, you don't have to take it for very long because you can up that dose. But diversity in our diet, lots of variety and lots of beautiful anti-inflammatory-rich foods.
I love it. Our number is 131-873. We want those calls to come filing in. So please give us a buzz if you've got anything to chat about. And coming up, loads of ideas for Mother's Day right here on The House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to armour yourself to relieve symptoms of cold and flu with Bioceuticals Armour Force from Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals Armour Force is a comprehensive formula with andrographis and immune-supporting nutrients that reduce the symptoms of common cold and flus. Join the Bioceuticals Armour Force Army at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. See your pharmacist for the right Bioceuticals Armour Force for you. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Graham C-Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Well, welcome back to the House of Wellness. Please phone us on 131873 if you have any question related to your health. We've got GQ here, as always. We've got the beautiful Zoe Bingley-Pullen to answer any of your health concerns. So it might be a vitamin you want to know about or a condition or something you've been feeling. Give us a buzz. We love a chat. So I've got to keep a straight face during this because any time Jade and I talk, it can get a little bit giggly. So with Mother's Day next Sunday, we thought that we would touch on some gift suggestions for that very special person in our lives. And joining us on the line is celebrity hair and makeup artist Jade Kisnorbert. Jade, how are you? Good morning.
I'm very well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
We got to behave. We're live on air. It's a big question, but what should we be looking at buying for Mum this year?
Well, I think, Luke, it's always a good place to start with beauty. I think fragrances, skincare, beauty tools, you really can't go wrong because every mum, whether young, old, needs that beauty pack in your life.
It's quite interesting, Jade. We talk about sort of the best presents, and I, you know, do love it when Emily does a drawing for me. But what I really love is when they give me beauty products. just to be honest. So, is there like a go-to product? Is there something that's kind of shining out in the Chemist Warehouse aisles right now? Because there's so many great products out there. But what's your favourite go-to?
So I think everyone gets overwhelmed. I personally find it hard every year to buy my mum something. So depending on their age, I think beauty suits all ages. But I'd probably start with an skin pack. So you can either make them yourself, get rose quartz. I know Manicare does amazing tools. So you've got that side of it. Then there's, I think as we get older, sometimes my mum, she doesn't actually have a proper skincare regime goal. So I'd start with like vitamin C, your hyaluronic, moisturizers, and even this amazing brand is called Flawless. They produce a lot of products that you can have at home, like a spa-like experience. So you've got things like ice rollers, manicure, like it doesn't end there. I'd also say fragrance. How many of us never have enough fragrance?
Yeah.
So I'd probably say, if you're ever stuck, buy fragrance.
We all want to smell good. GQ, I'm fascinated by what you're going to ask our beauty expert.
Well, me too. I am too.
Jade, what are you expecting from your children?
From my children? Yeah. Well, my husband is currently in Paris.
Oh, hello.
So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I really love because at school they do like a little stall where they go and they purchase. So every year I do get excited because they choose something, whether it's a mug, something like that. So I do get excited for that. And I'll be honest, Gerald, if it comes to beauty products, I really don't need any. I am
too beautiful. Jade, you're already too beautiful.
I do need them, but I'm a beauty addict. I buy beauty all the time.
I love it. Now, we've got two men on our panel, which is quite special this morning, Jade. Yeah. So I want to kind of talk about that good skincare regime is just important as men and women. We're kind of going off a little bit of the Mother's Day track here, but like how important is it that the men in our lives also start looking after, you know, our skin and as we get older?
Yeah. Well, Luke, you and I have spoken about this before, but I think skincare is getting more and more important, and it should be. So start off with a clean face. A lot of, I think I've seen my husband, he just grabs the body moisturiser and chucks on his face. No. Do not do that.
No. Okay?
We need to also, even for health reasons, SPF. So I would say a good way to start, clean your face, tone it. So when we clean our face, we get open pores, especially men, around our nose, our at the middle section of our face. There's a brand called Thayers. So it's a spritzing toner. That is actually good for bacteria purposes. So that you need a clean face toner, then go in with your moisturizer, your serum. And even if you don't want to overcomplicate it, moisturizer, a face moisturizer, then an SPF. That is all you need to do every morning and you will see a difference. If you're a little bit dull or dark eyes, vitamin C is really good too.
All right. I'm loving it. We don't often get to talk to a celebrity makeup artist, so I just want to get a quick insider tip for our listeners. Can you run me through, it's called it like a dot-like contour technique. Help me out here.
Okay, so we filmed it. I've seen a lot of it on TikTok or social media if you watch it. It's almost like you have dots all over your face, different colours. So you've got concealer, you've got your blush, and you've got your bronzing or contouring colours. And they're just dotted all over your face. You grab a brush and you basically blend it all together and your skin is done. So especially mums, anyone who just wants a quick flawless face, I know Wellness has it on their TikTok and their social media, but it's a really quick way to get an amazing face and very fast.
Yep, I love it, Jade. Just before we go, I want a one product recommendation from Chemist Warehouse that we could get maybe for our mum, just one quick hit.
Oh, gosh, that is so hard. I'm going to go with the Flawless Ice Roller.
All right. I'm going to get one for myself. It sounds pretty damn. It sounds good. Now, Jade, we love you. You're a huge friend of the show. Have a beautiful Mother's Day next weekend. A big thanks for your time this morning. It's always great to get advice from our resident House of Wellness beauty guru. Now, we have a whole lot more. We have next up the story behind a homegrown skincare company. But make sure you call us 131-873. We're going to get to your calls after the break. That's here on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The cooler months can be a difficult time for mild eczema sufferers. If that's you or someone you love, try Graham C Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream. This cream is formulated to soothe, calm and manage skin affected by mild eczema and dermatitis. It also contains Manuka honey and moisturising ingredients to hydrate dry skin for up to 6 hours. Calm your skin with Graham C Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals Armour Force range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back. You are listening to the House of Wellness and be sure to phone in on 131 873. We are moments away from getting to your call, so we'd love to hear from you. But first, looking after our skin would have to be one of the best things we can do for ourselves on the healthcare landscape. Joining us on the line is Jeff Graham, who literally founded his family-run skincare business, Graham's Natural Alternatives, on his kitchen bench. Welcome to the show, Jeff. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Thanks
for having me on the show this Sunday morning.
Thanks for joining us. As a child, you suffered from eczema. Can you share your story with us?
Yeah, that's right. Look, I was one of the worst reported cases as a baby in the Royal Children's Hospital many, many years ago now. And look, a lot of people don't understand the condition and they'll just say to you, look, why don't you just stop scratching? But look, it's living with the disease and the condition on a day-to-day basis is very, very difficult.
It's quite interesting. I had chronic eczema as a child and didn't actually clear up till I was probably about 18. So my mum was rigorous at looking at what's in products. How important are ingredients to you in your products? Like, what do they stand for?
Yeah, look, the main thing is I'd had eczema for so long. I knew what ingredients, what worked and what didn't. So, you know, I believe with eczema, you need to pull the heat, inflammation, itchiness out of the skin and keep that skin hydrated at all times. And some of those ingredients that we use are active Manuka honey, calendula, gotcha cola, and jojoba seed oil. So, yeah, very important ingredients in a formula.
Jeff, bearing in mind you've been on the market now for 20 years, I'm always just humbled by the fact that people like you start a company, put everything into your heart and soul, and you can feel that coming through in your products. Are you proud of what you've achieved so far?
Yeah, thanks, Jared. Yeah, it's been, I believe, 22 years now, so it's been a long time. So, again, like, you know, I knew so much about eczema, and you know, it was my wife and I that just went, okay, we need to start, you know, start putting a formula together to try and, you know, help myself, yeah, and then help as many people as we could. And we started mixing ingredients, raw ingredients together on the kitchen bench with my mum's Kenwood cake mixer. And that's when the...
These young people wouldn't remember that. Wouldn't remember a Kenwood.
No, and then I was the guinea pig, and we developed our first product, which was the C+ eczema and dermatitis cream. So that formula is developed, and it's a cream, and it's for the relief of mild eczema and mild dermatitis.
It's quite interesting because obviously you guys aren't practitioners, but it sounds like you've always used yourself, like you said, as your guinea pig. When it comes to sort of using yourself as the guinea pig, what has really worked? What's been a standout moment, would you say, in your career and knowing so much about this, the health-based industry that you'd like you do?
Yeah, look, I think it's, I keep saying I'm an eczema sufferer myself, so I know what people go through on a day-to-day basis. Mm. So I think the standout for us, and it's been 22 years, we sell now worldwide. We're into like 14 countries.
Wow.
And it's when people phone us up and say, look, you helped our skin, you helped, you know, a family member, that's what keeps us going. It's, it's an amazing feeling just helping people overcome these skin conditions because there's still no cure for any of these conditions. Mm. They're very hard to live with.
Well, Jeff, don't stop. Don't give up. We love that you are constantly developing more products for the relief of symptoms, and you're continuing to do this research, which I think is so important for so many people. And it's always interesting to hear the story behind a business. So always read the label and follow the directions for use and patch test before use. If symptoms persist or worsen, contact your healthcare professional and show the product labels. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day, buddy.
Cheers, Jeff.
No problem at all. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
We are going to go to some of your calls right now. We have Bob in Mount Martha. Good morning, Bob. How can we help you?
How can we help, Bob? What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Gerald, I have a question for you. A product called Percy's Powder. Mm-hmm. Is there any benefit in it? And secondly, if I was to take it, will I still need to take 200 grams of magnesium citrate?
Look, well, this is all about keeping things alkaline, Bob, reducing acidity in your body, because we know that acidity causes inflammation. And we need to say at the outset, the best source of acidity, as Zoe will attest, are vegetables. There's the alkaline way of keeping acidity under control. If you want to add a powder or you wanted to add magnesium, particularly if you show symptoms of low magnesium like twitching or cramping, then please just go straight ahead. But food first, and other things come in and fill the gaps where you feel that's needed.
Thank you, Bob. I hope that is a huge help. We're going to go to Laura in South Yarra. Laura, good morning.
Hello, Laura.
Morning. Hello, Gerald. You really need a program on aged care medicine because from what I've observed 4.5 years, exploitation remains rife, I tell you.
Well, it's more...
1 year ago, my mother was put...
Yeah.
Sorry?
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think, bearing in mind that Australians are getting older and living longer, Laura, there is a serious gap in the system. Yeah, I agree. So how can we help you with your mum?
Yeah. Well, she was put on antidepressants at my suggestion that they tried something because her mood was very low living in aged care. Mm-hmm. And so they put her on quetiapine or something.
I know the one.
Obviously, it's obviously a play on quiet, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly has done that. Mm-hmm. It's just the side effects have overridden any positive benefits of this. And it's been a Herculean effort trying to get her off it. And the doctor says, well, I've started weaning her off, but it will take 1 year. And she was only put on 25 milligrams. And this just smacks of, you know, trying to prolong the time she has received a commission from the pharmaceutical company, really.
It is difficult, and my mum is in care as well, Laura, and I hear you. I certainly converse with the staff and the GP and the geriatrician every time there's a change. I want to get involved, and I make very careful observations of my mum when I see her face to face, as you do. And I think sometimes you've just got to shake the tree a little bit, Laura. You've got to let everybody know that you are part of the overall care. So you're trusting others to look after your mum, but you are on her left shoulder as well. So very, very important. I applaud what you're doing. Be aware of what those adverse effects are on a too rapid withdrawal, but get as much advice and support from either the treating doctor at the home or from the geriatrician, and hopefully she has one, to make sure it's a comfortable withdrawal process. And there are other things that often are just needed just to tweak things, particularly late in the afternoon where an older person can become a little unsettled. But there is a balance. It's a matter of finding it in this chaos that we call aged care.
Thank you so much for giving us a call. Let's go to Joan here in Dalmeny. Good morning, Joan.
Hello, Joan.
Good morning.
How can we help?
I have a problem when I go to bed at night. You know, I'm up about 3 or 4 times a night having to go to the toilet to use me bladder, you know.
Yes.
And I thought, is there something I can take?
Bladder control as we get older, Joan, can be a problem, and particularly in women because they've been through childbirth and there's a lot of pressure. But there are some brilliant herbal combinations, Joan, that you can get from your pharmacy. I can't give you the name on air, but if you hold on, I'll give our producer the name and you can go and buy that. And these are capsules you take twice a day. They will make a difference. And a little hint, Joan, when you feel like you've finished in the bathroom, stay seated, because it gets rid of any residual urine that's trapped in the neck of your bladder, and that can be part of the urgency. So hold on, and I'll give Jake our name. Hold on.
Thank you so much for giving us a call, Joan, and keep those calls coming. 131 873. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The cooler months can be a difficult time for mild eczema sufferers. If that's you or someone you love, try Graham C Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream. This cream is formulated to soothe, calm and manage skin affected by mild eczema and dermatitis. It also contains Manuka honey and moisturising ingredients to hydrate dry skin for up to 6 hours. Calm your skin with Graham C Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream from Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Graham C Plus Eczema and Dermatitis Cream at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. And right now, Gerald is here with your favourite section segment, Get Nourished. Mate, what are we talking today?
Nothing worse than if you happen to pick up an upper respiratory tract infection, Luke. Mm-hmm. And it becomes very personal. Everyone has their own story about what's affected. So we're talking here about a sore throat, headache, runny nose, cough, absolute fatigue, no get up and go, and not sleeping all that well. Now, we're starting to learn a lot about immune-supporting herbs, and the one that there's been lots of work done, it's got a very long name, it's called Andrographis. Now, what we're doing here is talking about shortening the duration of all the symptoms, and there are other little bits and pieces you can add to that. But to make it, and so it covers that broad range, bearing in mind that some of those symptoms I mentioned will worry you more than others.
All right, we're talking things like sore throat, headache, runny nose, cough, fatigue, restless sleep. You're saying armor force is the type of thing that can really encapsulate and slow. What are we talking?
Well, there's all sorts of combinations. I can't mention brands on, and that's why you speak to your pharmacist. So you describe those symptoms or note those symptoms. Often you go in and just how you present will give the pharmacist a pretty fair idea of what's going on. But it's important you nail those to help you recover completely, because so often we half recover, go back to what we're doing, and then you're back where you started from a few weeks down the track.
Okay, I've got to ask, because two of the buzzwords when we're talking about this topic are zinc and vitamin C.
Yes.
Do they help us maintain healthy immune system function?
Yes, they do. So an ideal combination would be some vitamin C, some zinc, because they're both antiviral. The andrographis, which helps shorten the duration and cover most of those symptoms. And for overall immune support, you could toss in some vitamin D as well.
And I think Zoe and I would definitely agree that we often turn to food. So where are we on the spectrum of getting these nutrients in the Western diet?
Well, if only we ate sensibly, Hindy, which is the challenge you two have to try and encourage people to get, as we've said a couple of times, the sources of all this good nutrition is food first. In the real world, in this digital world, Hindy, you know there's no time.
I love it, mate. You are always a wealth of knowledge. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Get Nourished is brought to you by Bioceuticals ArmorForce, Australia's number one pharmacy supplement to relieve symptoms of cold and flu. Speak to your pharmacist for specifically formulated relief.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
It's time to armour yourself to relieve symptoms of cold and flu with Bioceuticals ArmorForce from Chemist Warehouse. Bioceuticals ArmorForce is a comprehensive formula with andrographis and immune-supporting nutrients that reduce the symptoms of common cold and flus. Join the Bioceuticals ArmorForce army at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. See your pharmacist for the right Bioceuticals ArmorForce for you. Chemist Warehouse, great savings. Savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Get Bioceuticals ArmorForce range at your local Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
It has been so good to join you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Don't forget that we've got the show Fridays at 2 p.m. and Sundays at midday on Channel 7. It is jam-packed with so many informative segments, Zoe and I in the kitchen. It is absolutely a wealth of information. And check out today's papers for a lift out. That is a juicy one.
News Limited papers.
News Limited papers for a lift out. Now, I want one word to give people to take for their health today. And mine is going to be two words, actually. Drink water. GQ, what have you got for me?
Go for a walk.
Go for a walk. Zoe.
Share the love.
Drink water. Go for a walk. Share the love. What an amazing way to start your Sunday. Thank you so much. We are here every Sunday. Joe will be back next week. And we hope you have the best weekend, the best week, and everything beyond. Have a wonderful Sunday, guys.